Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The top five at five.
Now we have to understand how this could have happened in the first place.
Well, the FAA blaming Monday's flight delays on a corrupt computer file. The Nassau County Republican Party wants embattled Congressman George Santos to resign. New York's governor wants to ban gas-fired stoves, hot water heaters, and oil furnaces by the end of the decade. A second trove of classified documents unearthed at a second location then Vice President Joe Biden used. House Republicans keep campaign promises, launching an investigation into the dealings of President Biden and his family. 77 WABC News Time 502. We have just learned there is a tentative agreement in the New York City nurses' strike announced in connection with the Nurses Union and Montefiore and Mount Sinai. And we'll be bringing you details of what we know about that coming up in the local news section. Meanwhile, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, blaming Wednesday's flight delays on a corrupt computer file. The domestic ground stoppage lifted about 9 a.m. yesterday morning caused mounting cancellations and delays for frustrated travelers. The FAA ended up tracing the outage to its NOTAM system to a damaged database file, saying there is no evidence of a cyber attack. The nationwide ground stoppage was the first since 9/11. The ground stop and FAA system failures Wednesday caused a lot of traveler headaches. Here's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Now we have to understand how this could have happened in the first place, why the usual redundancies that would stop it from being that disruptive did not stop it from being disrupted this time.
Had the FAA's new NOTAM system been in place, redundancies would likely have stopped the cascading failures with the antiquated system still in place. There was nothing to stop the outages. As of Wednesday night, more than 9,000 domestic flights delayed, according to the flight tracking service FlightAware. There were 1,300 cancellations domestically. The Nassau County Republican Party has called for Representative George Santos' immediate resignation all over his repeated lies while running for office. Nassau County GOP Chair Joseph Cairo said Santos's campaign was constructed with deceit and lies. He was joined by other Nassau County Republicans and Representative Anthony D'Esposito, who took office with Santos last week. State Senator Jack Martins echoed Cairo's statements.
We will move forward. We will continue to perform our services and our responsibilities as elected officials here in Nassau County. We will continue to represent the residents and citizens of Nassau County, and we will continue to do the people's work. But it will not include Santos.
Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman called Santos a stain in Nassau County and the whole 3rd Congressional District. Blakeman further said his office will have no interaction with the congressman until he resigns. In Washington Wednesday, Santos again told reporters he will not resign. New York's Governor Kathy Hochul wants a ban on gas stoves, gas-fired hot water heaters, and oil furnaces by the end of the decade. The proposal is buried in the New York Housing Compact that the governor unveiled during her State of the State speech on Tuesday. New Yorkers speaking to Fox Business offered mixed reviews to her plan.
Go to any nice restaurant, look back in the kitchen, they've got gas appliances.
I paid extra to switch to gas, so that there's your answer.
My whole home is gas.
I want it. No, gas all the way.
In the end, it's about if I can save money, yes. If there are incentives, as there were for like EVs in the beginning, sure, absolutely. If not, then I'll just stick with whichever option is cheaper.
The food industry responded by saying it would tank and bring growth to a halt and destroy the food industry. Restaurateur Stratus Morfogan added this is just a total farce to appease the woke movement. Aides to President Joe Biden have now found a second batch of documents, some of which may be classified at a new location that Biden used as vice president. The materials came to light as Biden aides conducted a search of additional locations where Biden had worked after leaving the Obama administration. Back in November, classified documents were found at the Washington, D.C. office of the University of Pennsylvania's Penn Biden Center. Here's what White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre had to say.
What I'll say is this is an ongoing process. You heard from the president. He spoke about this in detail yesterday in front of on a world stage, in front of many of you who were there, in front of many of your colleagues. He laid out what he knew. He said that he seriously he takes this seriously when it comes to classified documents, when it comes to information that is classified.
The White House, though, did not comment on the discovery of a second set of documents. House Republicans have kept a campaign promise. On Wednesday, the Republican-led House opened their long-promised investigation into President Joe Biden and his family. Members of the House Oversight Committee are demanding information from the Treasury Department and former Twitter executives as they laid the groundwork for possible public hearings. New House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer during a press conference back in December.
Rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse will be the primary goal of a Republican House Oversight Committee. As such, this investigation will be a top priority.
In a statement, Maryland Representative Jamie Raskin, the senior Democrat on oversight, echoed the White House sentiment, saying Democrats will work with Republicans when they get serious about tackling problems that affect the American people.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.